Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
For 5 on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody, bringing you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
The Bears had another lengthy injury report Wednesday that included the following players sitting out of practice: cornerback Tyreek Stevenson with a shoulder, Jaquan Brisker with the back, and receivers Rome Odunze with an ankle and DJ Moore with the shoulder. Now I will ask you to fill in the blank of the 4 players I just listed, not having, insert name here, would have the biggest impact on the Bears' chances of beating the Vikings on Sunday.
Also, when you looked at that injury report, what was the first noise that came to mind? Because for me it was, ah! That's not good. And I know there were a couple of NIRs, rest, Kevin Byard, Grady Jarrett. Welcome to also being told that you wear dad shoes. Welcome to being old. But in the meantime, I think the biggest concern I have is still TJ Edwards. I think that Tyreek Stevenson, I'm assuming, is going to play in this scenario. I need the second and the third levels of the defense to be as intact as they possibly can going into a game where you know Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are real.
Wait, are we making up our own rules here? He listed 4 players, and you refused to name one of the 4 players.
I said TJ Edwards.
He's not one of the 4 players.
I'll go over the 4 players again. It's okay, just for everyone. Cornerback Tyreek Stevenson with the shoulder.
Oh, I thought it was the entire list of DNPs.
No, just these 4.
There were 8 DNPs.
This is very specific to these 4 players.
I thought they were just like part of the DNP list as examples.
Oh, no, these were the 4 I personally wanted to zero in on.
Somebody help Layla, please.
Because these were the 4
That's a drop?
Yeah, I love that.
We have that on file?
That happened this week. This is when you were having the laughing outbreak at the beginning of 5 on the
internet. I don't even remember what I was
laughing
about.
It was about the Chris Kendall mark and the...
No, we're not going down that road again.
Picturing Robbie trying to write things down wearing an elf hat and mittens.
Oh, but we're going to reset this for just these 4 specific players because I know it is an extensive injury list, but I want to zero in on cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, safety Jaquan Brisker, Rome Odunze, and DJ Moore.
Okay, fine, Tyreek, but I still want TJ Edwards back.
Of course.
We all want TJ Edwards back. That's why that would have been a cop-out answer.
I seriously thought that was just the 4 you were mentioning out of the 8.
No, that's you got. But you narrowed it down. You narrowed it down to one of those 4. So,
hey, Layla, I agree with you. Out of these 4, it's got to be Tyreek. Because let me tell you something.
I am making up my own rules, but I don't care. There's 8 players, and it freaks me out.
It's not a great injury list.
I know Jefferson, Addison, and Naylor, who's been getting a lot of targets lately from JJ McCarthy, all going to be out there. I'm gonna need all the cornerbacks. I know they're not all healthy, but the ones you have, even if they have like a bump shoulder, be out there.
Yeah, that a body tackle is okay, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
No choice.
Just fly into somebody. I don't know. The other thing I'm laughing about is Jaquan Brisker. Like, he's going to see Justin Jefferson. And you know, at some point he's going to be like, what the hell were you saying?
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. That's not good, Layla. That's not good. That's not good.
They're going to have to, like, this is going to be the meeting since everybody talked.
This is bad. This is bad. I forgot about it. I might have to change who I predict to win this game based on what Layla just brought up. If you forgot, Jaquan Brisker talked about talking trash to one Justin Jefferson and how he shut him down in the second half of a game. And he didn't really shut him down.
He said he made him cry. And Justin Jefferson's like, what are you talking about? Did he have 157 yards at the half or something?
He had a lot of yards. He had over 100 yards at the half. And he didn't need as many after the halftime.
So you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well. Is talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk. And it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like, imagine that. Like, seriously. Yeah. So, it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, what? Give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner. And I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed this, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
And you found that game.
There was one time in which Justin Jefferson was targeted, and he did not pull in the catch out of 13 times.
Was that also when Matty Ruffles was like, no, Jalen Johnson isn't going to travel. We don't want our best corner on the team's best receiver. My system's too good.
It's just so bad. But yeah. Yeah, that's my answer. Tyreek Stevenson.
Number two.
J.J. McCarthy was a limited participant in practice Wednesday because of a bruised hand he sustained in the third quarter of the Vikings' 27-19 loss to the Ravens. Minnesota coach Kevin O'Connell said this about J.J. McCarthy's status.
Just so you guys are aware, J.J. McCarthy will have a little, bandage or coverage on the top of his hand. He hit it on a helmet. At one point in the game, late in the game, and everything's checked out, but we just want to get out in front of potentially making sure you guys are aware from a communication standpoint exactly what that is. Don't see that affecting really his week of preparation very much at all.
Knowing that, how much do you fear Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy this Sunday?
Here's the thing. J.J. McCarthy was doing some old creative angling for the cameras. He wore a hoodie with a very big kangaroo pocket and then just kept his hands in the kangaroo pocket the whole time.
Immediately when you said kangaroo pocket, I thought about when I was five and I had a pair of kangaroos. They had the little pouch on them you could zip up. I just wanted to share
the
that.
The ruse?
Yeah, ruse.
Oh, that's R-O-S. Adorable.
Yeah.
So he hit his hands the whole time. Does that sound like somebody who, frankly, is confident in their status for Sunday?
I think he has to be, because if not him, then who?
Yeah, because Carson Wentz has got like one arm, right?
He does. He has two arms. Only one of them is functioning right now.
Okay.
I think I'm not afraid of J.J. McCarthy. I think the Bears learned their lesson. They've come a long way. I'll be more scared if the aforementioned Tyreek Stevenson or the aforementioned Jaquan Brisker can't play on Sunday. Then I'll become a little bit more fearful. But J.J. McCarthy, never has the mission been so simple. Put that man on his back repeatedly. Hi, Montez Sweat. Keep your streak going. Hey, Austin Booker. Why don't you go get another one? Hey, CeeDee, what's up? Do that thing you do.
They're going to need everybody.
Number three.
It's Five on It with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody will be on the show at 12:45, bringing us the latest from Hallis Hall. Here's question number three. We're going to make a little pivot to some basketball. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the embarrassment meter, where would you rate the Bulls' 124 to 113 loss to the injury-riddled Pistons last night?
Okay, so I took some notes on my Bulls portion of my notes app here.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yeah. I see. What does it say?
It says a lot of stuff I can't read because it's really small.
And then it's had a fine print. I have one for the Cubs. I have one for the Bears. I just keep some notes. The Pistons were missing 7 players from their normal rotation. 7! Like, B-Ball Paul was a focal point of last night. Some dude named Dennis. Like, what? They were down by 23. The Bulls were in this game. Yes, it's embarrassing when the Pistons decided to play only, what, less than half of their available players at that point? They just kept showing Cade Cunningham seated baseline on the bench. I don't like courtside on the bench. The whole thing was incredibly frustrating. But it was the part where, like, I'm talking a lot about B-Ball Paul today. You know, there were some dudes with some career nights last night. And that's, I think, that should be the part that really upsets the Bulls. So if the embarrassment meter is a 1 to 10, then we got to put it at least a 7.5.
It's a 9 for me.
Woo.
Team's missing 4 of its 5 starters. And as you mentioned, 7 players overall. Their best player is sitting down. You have a chance for guys to step up and do the thing on the road, and you never even lead the game. Wire to wire, Pistons by as much as 23. Now, they did come back to cut it to 4 late, but it just wasn't enough. I thought Kevin Herter described it very well about them, I think, getting their teeth kicked in, is the quote.
Oh, my God. There were like 8 Javantes out there last night. They had me looking up Javante's career. I didn't realize that he played for our favorite team, Ratio Farm Ulm, a.k.a. Ratio Farm. That was Noah Essengay's team in Germany. I learned stuff about Javante Green last night.
And again, I thought Modest was going to do more. He had 21 points, 14 rebounds, and blocked a couple of shots. But they turned the ball over 21 times. Not good.
God.
It was a very tough watch. So yeah, I'm going to put it at somewhere between 8.5 and 9.
Paul Reed
was bad.
B-Ball Paul, 28 points, 11 for 13 shooting, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals.
Is that good?
Is that his best game ever?
I don't think it's his best game ever, but
Sixers,
it's up there.
Sixers B-Ball Paul.
That man was a beast when Joel Embiid was unavailable, which is quite frequent.
Fair enough.
I feel like I'm legally obligated to chime in on here. First of all, the Pistons, I mean, wagon, 1-8 straight. Second of all, without Giddey, what are the Bulls? Actually, really, what are the Bulls without Josh Giddey? Without Coby White, they're not very good.
Well, yeah, those are their 2 best players, period. Well,
you just lost to a team without their best 4 players.
7.
That's the point.
B-Ball Paul had a career night. Yeah.
I miss you, Giddey. Come back.
5 on it. Number 4.
Switching to baseball. Shouldn't the Cubs just bring back Kyle Tucker?
if you think that pitching is your biggest concern, then yeah. Because I don't understand if it's not. That guy has a significant enough war to matter. So when it was all said and done, I think it's his B war. That's the one I read last night. Was still over 4.5. So yeah, how are you replacing that exactly? Like, even for everything bad that happened, I think his first half war was over 6. So, you should bring him back, because then it'd be awesome, because you're being like, hey, MLB, we're going to pay dudes more than what you thought we could. And then also, we're going to have offense, and then we're going to probably have a healthy year of Kyle Tucker playing.
If you were Kyle Tucker, would you want to come back? So when you say it's a 2-way street,
I think
can't
it's
just
a
say,
monetary thing for Tucker, right? Like, it's going to be whoever's the highest bidder.
You think so?
Yeah. When you can make that much money, that much.
But if, let's say it's within $10 million of like 2 teams bidding, and they're within $10 million, don't you then take, just like you and I would do, quality of life, where you're living, what's going on? I think that's a factor. And in this sense, when I say quality of life, I really mean quality of right field.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
He didn't exactly thrive at Wrigley.
Lawrence has chimed in over text saying B-Ball Paul, all caps.
Yeah.
8 on the embarrassment meter. I adjusted. I think the Cubs should do everything they can to try to bring him back, but it's still going to be ultimately his decision. And yeah, I would rather be in Chicago than a lot of cities. I've made that clear in my actions. But for him, I don't necessarily know that it's that simple. And he gets to live somewhere else for half the year.
Do you think he's going to make $400 million on this contract?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah. they're not paying Kyle Tucker $400
million.
Hey,
it said shouldn't, okay?
Yeah, they should. Yeah, but they... I don't know if cry poor is going to be... They're going to say they need to put their resources elsewhere.
Their price is not the market's price. And that, until they match, I will stand by it.
But let's just say, like, you had unlimited money. Is Kyle Tucker worth $400 million?
Over how many years?
10 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, why can't the Cubs just be in the mix? It seems like the Cubs just aren't in the mix. And it's like, we're talking about how they can fix the hitting issue. If you get Kyle Tucker, you kind of fix the hitting issue.
And this stuff will come out after the fact. But I want to know that they offered a higher AAV to Kyle Tucker than they did to Dylan Cease or whoever their top pitching target is. And I think that that number is going to start with a 4 as far as AAV goes.
Number 5.
Last question here in 5 on it with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. It's a life question. How long could you survive without the internet?
Well, just like akin to the conversation we had at halftime. I could survive for a long time.
I would live my life just fine, to be honest. I would get used to having to mail in like my bills and stuff with a check, go get, you know, a map so I can figure out where I'm going, because that's
what
we did.
Maps go, the big old binder.
Yeah, the map, well, like, you can get the book of maps, you can just get local maps, like maps work fine. But really the thing that would annoy me the most is literally having to go and, you know, pay bills. That's annoying. That I used to do that as a young adult, and
yeah,
that
like
was annoying.
write the check, and then you had to, like, of course, record the check number, and sometimes the checks didn't always arrive, and yeah. Then it's like, well, then you had to stop the check, and the check stop was $25.
I used to go to the power company, the phone company, whoever, and just drop off the check, because I was like, you know what, it's easier to do that than for me to go get postage and have to mail this stuff off.
What about paying your bill in store? I used to do that often.
Oh, yeah, you could do that too.
I used to tootle on down to the Singular store, pay my bill. Switch from Motorola to a Primeco phone.
I probably had to get some cash, just to have some cash on me. But yeah, I can definitely go back to the way things used to be, Robbie. Robbie, I take it you cannot
survive. I own my music, so I could just burn CDs.
Well, I feel like all of
those.
Our systems are relying on the internet. So like, if I'm going to a store to pay for food with my credit card, that can't work if I can't use internet.
I'm
going to
say this one more time, Robbie, because apparently you didn't
machine.
Hear me.
It was like a shunk type of like carbon copy
apparently
deal.
Apparently you don't understand this, Robbie. Credit cards predate the internet, okay?
But I feel like all of our systems now rely on the internet.
They would come up with new systems. If there was no internet, they'd go
back
to the
old. They would take down your number and then go to some person and do some things and then all that stuff.
Which is fine.
Like, could I survive without the internet? Yeah, I could like read a book or find different things or play basketball or go outside, do all these things. But like, all of our entire existence relies on the internet. If let's say the whole internet went out one day, first of all, no one would be listening to the show because that's how reliant we are. But the second thing is everyone would be in the streets rioting. Where's our internet? I can't access my phone. I can't. People would be going nuts if one day the whole...
We've had outages. We've had like AT&T outages. Like, this is something that has happened.
If the whole country had no internet, there'd be riots in the streets. That's right.
Not after one day, Robbie. No, you'd just be like, oh, tough day out here.
Maybe for you kids, you run out there in your New Balances and see how that works for you.
Yeah, run around those New Balances.
Who's going to tell you those socks and shoes are cool when the internet's not around?
There's going to be a group of toddlers who can't watch Cocomelon who are just raiding the streets.
Wow. Here's the thing.
Where's my Bluey?
You can get an antenna, and then you can collect whatever programming is over the air.
Ray and I have antennas.
Hear me out. You wait for the show you want to come on.
How many people have antennas nowadays?
I just told you, Ray and I both have antennas.
I got back in on the antenna game when CHSN went over the air.
I didn't.
That's gone now, but I have my CHSN app and I'm happy with it.
I didn't think that I had any survival skills. Like, I'm pretty sure that I was dying in a zombie apocalypse, but apparently I'm not dying as fast as other people.
That is true.
So that's good to know.
You've lived long enough to remember how things used to be.
All
so
I
yes.
need are some like weapon skills, and I think I'm well, and I could shoot a shotgun decently. So I think I'm on the up and up. I just don't have one on my person.
I still have a super soaker in my closet. Would that help?
No. Sure.
Okay.
Think about the kids, though, and they're Bluey. Just think about it. They're Coco Melon.
Robbie, if you watch Bluey, just tell us that now.
I don't watch Bluey.
More of a Paw Patrol guy?
Funny thing is, Bluey dogs can actually see the colors in that show. Fun fact.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now you know.
We'll ask this question to Jared Payton, because I think that...
Oh, Jared can live without the internet.
Exactly.
And I want to know what Jared thinks about Air Force Ones.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk to him about that, too.
We'll do it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Jared Payton.
My name is Jared Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jared Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jared Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jared Payton with Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that's right. You hear that music? That's Uncle Luke. Maybe you were wearing Air Force One, hanging out listening to Uncle Luke. That's okay. We go to the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus app today. Circus Sports Illinois is where we find Jared Payton. He is at Payton Son on X. He is, of course, the anchor for WGN TV Sports. And you can catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights live at 7:30. Jared is on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/ Chicago's 670 The Score. Hey, Jared, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing?
Well, we're trying to figure out how long we can survive without the internet. And also, have you heard that Air Force Ones are now dad shoes?
Yeah, I have heard. I've been seeing the dads around rocking Air Force Ones. And definitely that was my shoe of choice when I was down in the 305. I mean, you had to have a crispy pair of ones to be able to go out, you know, at nighttime. So I could not live without the internet, but definitely could live without having those ones come back into my closet. So I'm good.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Are you good with where the Bears are right now? Because we're kind of figuring out what this week means for the Chicago Bears, this game on Sunday, on the road, in the division. Haven't won a division game yet in two tries.
Yeah, I feel comfortable. Listen, I'm happy with the progression that I'm seeing from this ball club. And I know there are some deficiencies when you look at whether it's on the defensive side of the ball or what have you, or people always want to talk about everywhere I go, the progression of Caleb Williams. But to see where this team is nine games in, I have to be the one to tell you that I did not see them with a winning record at this time. So they've exceeded my expectations. You look at the exceeding last year's win total already, nine games in, we still got games to go. And I think this team is playing with just a lot of confidence, man. They're believing. Doesn't matter what people on the outside of the locker room believe, that they believe in themselves, and it's shown in their play. Even though, you know, people then want to come and talk to me, Marshall, about who they're playing. Listen, that's who's on your schedule that week, man, and you got to beat them. And it is hard. Wins are hard to come by in the NFL. So I give this team a lot of credit for how they've kind of, I don't know, fed off of their head coach, and give a lot of credit to Ben Johnson for kind of establishing this culture here in Chicago just in his first season as head coach and as a first-time head coach.
Well, I think just to build on that, Jarrett, did you think that the Bears – down for most of the game against the Giants would come back in that way and be able to score and then ultimately win the game?
Well, I mean, I'm always trying to figure out what shows I'm on, because, you know, it's always a switch during the week of like, which I really was thinking about. I said, you know, last week I was thinking about both quarterbacks using their legs, right? And that it was going to be the Bears defense having trouble against, you know, quarterbacks that are mobile, that can use their feet, and Jackson Dart. And then I was just thinking about, you know, could Caleb Williams find a way to be able, if things aren't there, I know Houdini is fun to see and to watch all the time, but if it's there, take it, man, get upfield. And so there was the watching the battle between Jackson Dart just darting through that Bears defense. I got a little worried, but after I saw him walk into the locker room, I was like, yo, Bears got a chance now. They got a chance, because I knew who was coming up behind him. As soon as I heard Unlimited Russ coming up, I was like, oh, we good.
We good, man. We cool.
And I knew that if this thing was close in the fourth, man, they were going to find a way to be able to win it. So, yes, at first, it was looking a little murky, you know, for the first three quarters. I was like, eh. Fourth, I was like, yeah, these dudes are going to end up winning this game. And lo and behold, they did. And in the fashion that they did as well, just, man, giving Caleb a lot of credit. Man, it's hard. I said it's hard to figure out with quarterbacks. Like, everybody wants a quarterback that is – everybody's got different criteria is what they want from their quarterback. The one thing that is always added in there is how they are under pressure, especially in crunch time. And he's checked that box. And that's refreshing for me, because I believe as this thing grows with him and Ben Johnson through this process and them growing through, and I know all of us talked about this when we said that, like, over time, like after this year, or how they're going to grow in the off season, man, to watch what he can do and check that box is awesome. And I believe that it's just about the other stuff, that the first three quarters of the game and finding a balance there in his game. And if he can do that, which I believe he's smart enough, I think he's good enough, there's something special in that young man. That's that fourth quarter stuff, you can't teach that stuff. The ice in the veins, Iceman, You can't teach that.
Is that your go-to nickname, Iceman? We're trying to figure out what Caleb's nickname should be. I just want to call him Caleb, but other people have other ideas.
I just want to call him Caleb, too, but I just see Iceman everywhere. I don't know if they're talking about the new Drake album or they're talking about Caleb. So I'm just trying to figure it out, but he does. Iceman, I'm cool with that. If he's cool with it.
I don't know if you believe, like you believe in his actual performance in fourth quarters, but that's okay. We are talking with Jared Payton, WGN TV sports anchor here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, coming up in a matter of 12 minutes or so right here on 670 The Score. Jared, Taquan Brisker, because you talk about checks, and I keep thinking about checks that you write with your mouth and you better be able to cash them. Taquan Brisker's comments about making Justin Jefferson cry, is that going to come back to haunt him this week? Is that going to come back to haunt all of us this week?
I hope it doesn't. I really do. I hope it doesn't. I remember when I heard that, you know, as sitting in the sports office at WGN, and we're always breaking down, just, you know, looking for bites and stuff. And so when I heard that, I was like, listen, it's a game. Marshall, it can. It can come back because we're talking about one of the greatest receivers in all of football. So if they can find a way, it's more about can J.J. McCarthy get him the football, you know what I mean, and consistently. I mean, as much as you want to. And I know one of the biggest issues is getting pressure on quarterbacks with this defense. But, I mean, I just – JJ seems frustrated with how things are going, and anytime that you're, you know, a superstar, you want to get the ball, you want to put it in your hands. Lo and behold, the funny part is that he's saying all that stuff, and how much is he going to really see him? You know what I mean? So we'll have to watch and wait and see. But I don't think it's going to, because I said it on Mullion Hall early in the week. I think the Bears win on Sunday. So.
Well, and that's kind of where we sit with it, is this is an excellent opportunity, not just to win the game, but to beat a notable win, you know, division game in Minnesota. Of course, we know what happened last year there. But you touch on something, Jarrett, that we've seen a lot when it comes to this Vikings team when they play the Bears. There will be days where you're expecting Justin Jefferson to absolutely eat, and then it doesn't happen. And I don't necessarily think it's his fault. Like, I do think Jalen Johnson specifically has covered him well. But
yes. There
are times where the Vikings, for whatever reason, will just have an underwhelming game in the receiving core.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it doesn't scare me as much. I mean, let's flip the script a little bit. If Sam Darnold was still there and he was throwing J.J. the ball the way he's playing now, I might be a little worried. But, yeah, J.J.'s still trying to figure himself out. And, you know, the hard part is, When we think about these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks, a lot of them, they've been hurt, so they're not getting the experience that they need to grow. And so, the one thing that I feel like we don't talk about enough is the durability of the quarterback that's here in Chicago with Caleb Williams. I mean, this young man has been here and been on the field and been available, and to me, that speaks volumes, because you look at the other quarterbacks around the league, the young ones. Jaden Daniels injured. I mean, all these guys, we talk about them and how good we think they are, but hopefully we get the chance to see them progress, because a lot of them can't stay healthy. You can't say that about Caleb Williams. He's been available. And to me, I don't think we speak enough about that.
Jared, we had a question we were bouncing around with ourselves and Mark Grody, and I just want to ask your opinion. Who do you think's been the MVP of this Bears defense so far this season? Because it seems like there's a lot of options there, because no one stood out in a way that says, okay, this defense is excellent, but they've obviously done enough to stay around in these games and get to six
Marshall,
wins.
Marshall, I'm stopping you. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, bro.
In two games?
In two games, bro.
Wow.
That is... I don't know if he's the MVP. I just know that that's probably going to be one of the biggest pickups of, you know, during the season pickups for a team, and a guy that has such a big impact in what you've seen. I mean, he has ignited something in this defense. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who else. I couldn't give you another name.
Okay.
As of right now.
Kevin Byard, but you know.
Oh, okay. I will go. I could go with Kevin Byard. I can go there. But the still the impact that CJ has brought to this ball club has been phenomenal. And I did not know what to expect.
Right.
And when you're making plays and you're getting sacks and forced fumbles 2 weeks into the team that you just joined, that right there, that's different. That's different.
Well, I was laughing because obviously we all remember the 2020 season, you know, where he gets punched in the face twice and he's laughing all the way to the bank because he's wearing a helmet, number one, and then number two, his team kept winning. And then, you know, George McCaskey at one point called him a punk in reference to how he would get under the skin of players. And now he's giving the post-game speech in the game ball. I mean, what a redemption arc.
It's such a redemption, and that's what you want. You know, guys that have been around the league and looking for an opportunity, you get placed back with a guy that you have experience with as a coach, and man, it just kind of falls into place. And I, you know, in that moment when we're all watching that, we're all like, "Dang, bro, he is a punk, man!" But now he's on your squad, and you're like, "That's my dude. That's my guy."
That is how it goes. Jarrett Payton, we always thank you for the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Jarrett.
I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Same here, Jarrett. You can catch The Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. Coming up next, we go to Hallis Hall and hear from Mark Grody and get the latest. That's on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBN.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
You know that man's music. That's Mark Grody's music. The Score's Bears reporter. He's the co-host of our show, Raheemy Harrison Grody, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And word on the street is he's also available on video today via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore.
I'm looking at him right now. He looks very warm and cozy.
He's got a vest on. Hey, Grotz, what's going on at the
Robbie
hall?
Robbie said I look handsome and...
You do.
I guess maybe you don't think so.
What?
Do you, Marshall? Marshall doesn't.
I think you look great.
You look cozy.
You look warm and cozy. You got a flannel and a vest on?
Yeah, you have on a puffy vest.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, no, I feel good. I feel good.
Are you done fishing for compliments? Are you done fishing?
I don't know. Just see if you can work in one more compliment.
All right, I'll work on that.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So what's the latest over at Halas Hall? I know today is Coordinator Day, which usually results in, I think, some clarifications and then some questions. So
yes,
who of the co-ords spoke?
Yes, all three of the coordinators did speak today. We'll see if we have time to get to all of this. I think the Richard Hightower will allow the world to make fun of me if we actually get to it. But let's start with the real stuff. And that is Declan Doyle. And something caught my ear, and Layla, I know it caught all of our ears yesterday when we heard Caleb Williams discussing, you know, wanting to stay in the pocket a tick longer, but he admitted that he goes through his occasionally will go through his progressions a little bit too quickly, which causes him to bail out of the play, maybe eject from the pocket a little bit too quickly. And so I did ask Declan Doyle about how to stop that.
He's spoken about staying in the pocket like a tick longer to make the play down the field. He's talked about going through his progressions a little bit too quickly. What do you think when he hears it, and how do you keep him from doing that, or why does that happen, I guess?
So sometimes that happens. It can happen for a number of different reasons. One being, you know, your eyes being too quick to process what's happening and kind of moving off of those things. But the thing we're always trying to tie together are their feet and their eyes. And so a lot of times, you know, the feet kind of lead the eyes, and that stuff is ingrained throughout the week or all off season as we practice kind of these concepts. Your feet keep you on time, and then your eyes are evaluating, hey, is that open? Can I pull the trigger or not? If that's not there, then my feet lead me on to whatever my next read in the progression would be. And so those two things we're trying to tie together all the time. We're constantly working it, and it's something that can always improve.
Feet and eyes, guys. Does that sound familiar? I mean, that is the familiar refrain from all of the offensive coaches, and it's something that Caleb Williams is still trying to conquer.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like it's gotten to the point where certain plays for me with him, where if you see lesser defined footwork, then you probably are expecting an incompletion. So I would say that, yeah, that is absolutely crucial. That's a great explanation out of Declan Doyle.
And just the idea of the feet, we've known about this, obviously, the feet and the eyes thing, but understanding that now the extra carrot of, hey, if you've got 15 yards of field in front of you, take off, run versus making a play downfield. I think that might be an internal struggle, which might just take game reps to figure out for Caleb Williams. And I'm completely comfortable with that, honestly, Mark.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it was for the first time, not that I haven't done this before, because I have no idea what it's like to be a quarterback in the NFL or at any level of life. But I found myself thinking, that's a tough trick that he's trying to turn. Look, he's been great at not getting sacked this year relative to last year. So he's got that in his mind. Like, that's a number one. Don't lose 8 yards on this play because you're dancing around out there. But at the same time, he has to think about, if I stayed one or two more seconds, if I didn't eject, maybe I have a guy open. I love that this is, and he even said yesterday, Caleb did, that that's the next level stuff. And I like hearing that because the coaches know it, he knows it, and quite frankly, it seems attainable. We talked to Declan Doyle, to Dennis Allen today as well, the defensive coordinator, and look, he talked a lot about Minnesota and the usual suspects and how good some of the weapons are on that offense. He talked about J.J. McCarthy, and, you know, we can go through all of that. But I actually thought the most interesting thing today that he talked about was Caleb Williams and if he had to defend him. And we actually got a little bit of – we got some smiles out of Dennis Allen, a little bit of personality, and a really good answer about if he had to go up against Caleb Williams.
What do you think when you see Caleb Williams get out of some of those incredible – predicaments that it looks like he's dead to rights, and all of a sudden he finds a way to get out?
Well, what, am I on the Bear sideline rooting for him, or am I trying to defend him? Because if I'm trying to defend him, I'm like, damn.
No, and you're just in your opinion watching him, like, what do you think of him?
Look, I think he's grown tremendously from where he was, you know, in the spring and in training camp, where he's at now. I think you see in the field, you know, much better. And he's always had that athleticism. He's always had that ability to get himself out of trouble. And so, you know, when you see that happen, you know, first thing I'm thinking is I'm glad he's on our side. You know, because it's a pain when you see, you know, guys that can create with their feet. It's just, you know, it creates a lot of problems for the defense. You know, in terms of how you want to rush them. You know, if you want to play. You want to play man coverage in the back end? Well, okay, if you play man coverage in the back end and he escapes, there's a lot of backs turned to him. You know, you want to rush four and play zone coverage behind it. Well, they got five and six people blocking versus four, creates escape lanes for the quarterback. So I think the mobile quarterback is a huge challenge defensively.
And that's what all defensive coordinators, like, there is no bigger headache than to, even if you're not a great quarterback, like, and you still have the ability to scramble, defensive coordinators will always call that the biggest headache, to have to deal with those guys. I loved hearing Dennis Allen sort of break that down.
Yeah. Jackson Dart agrees with you.
Yeah. I mean, we know it well, of course, via, you know, the history of the quarterbacks we've had over the past couple of years, and then also what it is like to try to face them on the other side. That was fun from Dennis Allen. And then I will say special teams didn't have as bad of a week as it did the week before. So what did our friend Richard Hightower have to say this week?
Yeah, the line of questioning, much more pleasant to Richard Hightower and the special teams. We know that he was, as he told all of us, the collective media last week, that he was determined to get it right, and they would do what they have to do to get it right. Everything looked more representative, but the people asking the questions, like me, Mark Grody, let's just put it this way. I'm not sure if I shanked this question or if I muffed this question, a shank or a muff. A muff, or we all love muff, like a good mic muff, or a shank. We all love a good shank. Don't cover your face, Layla.
Oh, that's right. You can see that. Oh, man.
Oh, you look very handsome today as well, Layla.
Thank you.
Let's listen to me. I mean, I make fun of everybody else. Now we got to make fun of me. And I was getting made fun of because I was messing up my vocabulary words. Here we go.
What did you think of their muff punt? Is that just like a favor from the special teams gods when that happens to the other team?
Their muff punt? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, maybe I was thinking the week before.
The shank, right?
The shank punt that they had. Yeah. No, I'm with you now. I'm with you. No, you're all right. We're all in here. We're all learning every day. You know what I mean? We're all still learning every day. Me included.
Aw, coaching moment.
Yeah, he said, next time you want to criticize me, remember, you're still learning too, Grody.
Amen. I think he looked at me like, see, you and I are in the same boat. I swear to God, man.
But also, Grody, that shirt you're wearing, it brings out the silver in your silver fox hair. That was my delayed compliment, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What about the eyes?
I can't see your eyes. It's not. It's
the lighting isn't great. Yeah.
They're probably red. They're probably red and old.
Oh, no.
I'm just a baby, Layla.
Yeah, just put your Air Force Ones on. Stop it out.
You'll be fine.
Air Force Ones?
Yes.
Why would you tell me to do that? Why? those are dad shoes, man.
Of all the times you retort with not just the line, but the perfect delivery, I did not think it would be the Nelly Air Force Ones. That was tremendous.
Good job, I got Mark. These sick dad Hokas on right now. Actually, that's what I got. Goodness. Going on.
Yeah, that's too
much. Everybody's got Hokas. I don't know if Hokas are for dads. For whatever reason,
they don't fit me well. Like, I'm the one person who the Hokas have. I haven't found my pair yet. No.
For one who, and we all do, and Marshall especially knows this because, you know, the walking every day in the, like, I accidentally walk probably an hour a day in the city. So you got to have good footwear, and the Hokas have changed my life in that regard.
Well, I'm glad to hear it for you, and I'm glad you and Richard Hightower got that straightened out. Yes, that was a shanked punt. Mark Grody, we appreciate the time and, of course, the production out at Hollis Hall.
Always a pleasure, guys. We'll talk to you. I'll see you guys in studio tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Fun with my buddy. Have fun with my buddy Carmen Vitale. Ask her about her dog.
Mozzie. We will ask Carmen Vitale about her German Shepherd dog, Mozzie. And also the NFC North. You know she knows it well. Carmen Vitale is coming up, just like what Mark said, next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.